Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. As you just heard from Mason Crosby, he's on next. The Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up from 9 to 11. Make sure to check that out every single day. They do phenomenal work. And I don't envy today. They'll talk a little bit more Milwaukee Bucks than, of course, we get to do here on the Packers-centric show. Rough start for the Milwaukee Bucks, but I'm sure they'll break it all down for you and hopefully get to the root of the problem and tell us what can, you know, ultimately maybe go right moving forward, because it has not been a great start to the season for our Bucks. Also, comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, It Ain't Right Tour comes to Fizer Forum on November 6th. Your chance to win tickets today by going to thefanmilwaukee.com. But right now, we are joined by Jacob Westendorf of Athlon Sports, Packers on SI, and of course, the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find him on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. Jacob, welcome to the show, my friend.
Andy, good to hear from you. It's been a while since I've seen you. So you've been doing the fun stuff here the last couple of weeks.
I have been doing the fun stuff. And yeah, usually we get to chat in the press box these last couple of weeks. Decided to attend the game in the stands. Got to bring my oldest son to his first regular season game against the Texans, which was perfect. That was a really fun game to be at. But I'm excited to get back with Jacob Westendorf this week in the press box, have some omelets, and it should be great catching up with you. But we get to catch up right now, which is even more fun. So I want to talk to you about this, because I saw you post this, and I want to start here, and I know, this is going to be a fun one. You said that you could make an argument, maybe so far, that Malik Willis could be the MVP of the Packers so far, at least when it comes to the valuable sort of the conversation in this. But I want you to kind of go off and tell us your take on the Malik Willis MVP conversation here.
Right. So it's as simple as this, right? Let me ask you this, Andy. Malik Willis has played in 2.5, we'll call it 3 games. They're 3-0 in those games. Yep. What is their record in those games if Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt?
0-3. Yeah.
Okay. So if they're 0-3 in those games, that puts them at what, 3-5 at this point of the season? 3-5 playing Detroit and you're banged up. I mean, you're kind of staring down the barrel. And I know they made the playoffs last year after falling to 3-6 and everything like that. But starting the season, even 0-3, because they lost to Philly, and then obviously the 2 games Willis started, they won and went to 2-1. Starting 0-3, there's a ton of pressure on them in that Vikings game, which they ended up losing anyways without that, but a ton of pressure going into that game, and now you've got, you know, even more pressure to win a bunch of games that are a little bit more difficult. You know, there is no – this week, if they lose to Detroit, you kind of sit back and you're like, okay, not a great loss because of the playoff picture and how everything went, but the season is not, for all intents and purposes, over. You lose a bunch of those games without Malik Willis playing or without Jordan Love playing. Now it's like you can't really afford to lose any games. And that's a lot of pressure to be like, I mean, that's why like in 2016, when the Packers won the rest of those games at the end of the season, there was so much pressure on them because every game was a playoff game. And it's hard to run the table and do things like they did that way. So to me, there's no more position in sports more valuable than the quarterback position. We've seen ineptitude when Aaron Rodgers went down and you had Brett Hundley and Scott Tolzien and with a little bit of glimmer of hope with Matt Flynn. But for the most part, it was really bad. And, you know, was Willis the sole reason they won those games? No. The other team obviously picked the rest of the team picked him up and were able to play complimentary football. But like you said, 0-3 without Malik Willis and with Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt instead, I think that kind of answers the question itself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a really fun conversation, and the story of Malik Willis so far this year has just been phenomenal. And, you know, just to get such high level efficiency from any quarterback, much less a backup quarterback coming in, and even when like the game's on the line, you're down by four, it's the second half, your starting quarterback's out, and just no flinch, and Malik Willis just drives them game winning, you know, field goal drive at the end. It's been really, really fun. And, you know, the conversation with him and what he's been able to do, I think will continue to get told. And again, he might have to play this week against Detroit, so it may continue going into this week. I saw another piece that you put out, or, you know, kind of talking about Josh Jacobs and putting the team on his back. I know in the background has been that conversation of Bill Barnwell's article of Josh Jacobs being a disappointment so far, but this game from Josh Jacobs is exactly the reason that they go out and get him in free agency.
Yeah, with all due respect, Aaron Jones is one of the all-time greats, probably the best Packers back I've seen play other than Amon Green, just thinking off the top of my head there. But Jones is not carrying the ball 25, 30 times in a game the way Jacobs did against Jacksonville or against Indianapolis when they asked him to basically, they said, hey, this is your game. You've got to go win it for us now. And he did both times. And he's been a seamless addition to the team, not only in the offense, but in the locker room. That was one of the big storylines when they let go of Jones in the offseason was, you know, right before they cut him, Brian Gutekunst had called him the heartbeat of the football team. And it was, I mean, my line of thinking at the time, and I even said this a bunch, was, you don't call somebody the heartbeat of the team and then cut the heart out. Well, Gutekunst did just that. Yeah. But instead of cutting the heart out, he gave him a replacement. And Jacobs has been kind of a seamless fit that way. I know from, you know, my limited experience around the team and then obviously the stuff that you see that the Packers social media team puts up, this group is really close together. And Jacobs is certainly part of that. And putting everything together, and then you add in on the field. I mean, he's, what, fourth in the league in rushing. He's not going to beat out Derrick Henry for the rushing title or anything like that. But you can see glimpses of that player that he was with the Raiders when he did win the rushing title. He makes guys miss. He runs through people. And he's one of those backs that, you know, maybe in the first quarter that's a two-yard gain, but in the fourth quarter now that's a four-, five-, six-yard gain. And that's something that's going to be, in my opinion, incredibly valuable as the weather starts to turn and they're going to play games at Lambeau Field and in these cold weather climates down the stretch.
I think so too. And it's just really fun to watch how he is able to make people miss in very tight spaces. He's been, I think, exactly what Green Bay's expected so far, catching the ball well out of the backfield, pretty solid in pass pro. And then again, the one thing I'll disagree with, I don't think Green Bay said, hey, this is your, I think Josh Jacobs said, hey, this is my game. Give me the ball. I'm going to put the team on my back. And I think he did. Like, there was a point in that second half where it just felt like every time he got the ball, he was not going to go down. And it was just really fun to see him be like, just keep feeding me. Doesn't matter how many carries you have to give me. I'm going to carry this team to a victory. And he did exactly that, and that huge touchdown run was massive in this game. We're joined right now by Jacob Westendorf of Athlon Sports and Packers on SI. Another thing that I want to ask you about that I saw you put out there, you do such an amazing job of getting your grades out there immediately following the game and evaluating the pass offense, the pass defense, run offense, all of it, right? And you also evaluate the coaching staff. Green Bay picked up the win this week against Jacksonville, but your grade for the coaching staff this week was a D. I want to hear your explanation on why the coaching staff does not get a solid grade for their performance this past week.
Yeah, so the first half was interesting. I thought that the Packers didn't do, this was the 32nd ranked pass defense in the NFL, so I'm not saying they have to come out and run the hoop to you, but you've got four receivers that you say that you're really confident in. You've got a pass catching back, obviously a tight end. I just felt like they could have spread Jacksonville out a little bit more to put them into more vulnerable situations. Now, I did also note that maybe some of those plans had to change when, I think it was the first series of the game, maybe it was the second one, where Love hurt his groin and clearly was hobbling throughout the course of the first half. But the other bit of it was when they took that 27-17 lead, you saw that defensive possession. They kind of backed off, allowed the Jaguars to walk down the field and kick a field goal. And then the next series from the floor was run, run, pass, punt. Just kind of unimaginative and in that way, too. And it felt like they were just kind of trying to take the air out of the ball and run the clock out with 10-plus minutes left in the game. And that worked against Jacksonville. I just finished up listening to you and Justice Mosqueda talk on the podcast version of this medium, and you guys were kind of like, yeah, there's not really much to learn from that game in that way. And I agree. The good news is they survived. But I think that hopefully something they learn is, you know, if they try and do that this week against Detroit, Detroit's offense is a machine, and they're going to be able to move the ball. Jeff Hafley could call a perfect game on Sunday, and I still think Detroit can score 24 to 27 points. That's how good their offense has been throughout the course of the season. So they're going to need to be better. They're going to need to be better in all phases, but I think the coaching staff could put them in a better position to succeed as well.
Yeah, we talked about Malik Willis being efficient. That Detroit Lions offense is the king of efficiency right now, and what they're able to do in just small little bursts and being, again, Jared Goff, just the king of taking what's there and being in just unbelievably efficient as a passer. They are really fun to watch. They are a buzzsaw, and it's going to be a very interesting game and very tough challenge for Green Bay, regardless of what players they have out there this week. I know you're a Michigan guy, Jacob. We won't hold that against you too much, but I can't not ask you about a Michigan guy. And that, of course, is Rashawn Gary. Been a lot of talk about his performance so far. I do feel like the last month or so, last three or four games, we've started to see a little bit more impact from Rashawn Gary. Your impression of him so far this season and what he needs to do to kind of start piling up maybe some of those sacks and big noteworthy plays?
Yeah, I remember, I was at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Brett Favre, and in the same class, that was Kevin Green, the former Packers outside linebacker coach and obviously great Pittsburgh Steeler. And something, a story that Green told was like when he would rush around the edge all the time and as he was getting there, he would like whisper to quarterbacks, I'm getting closer. And it feels like that's kind of where Gary's at. The problem is with Gary's performance on the season is pressure numbers are great. I'm not trying to, but I think in the value of like understanding how important affecting a quarterback is, we've started to kind of undervalue getting the quarterback on the ground. And Rashawn Gary is paid to be Nick Bosa or Michael Parsons or Myles Garrett or players like that, and he simply hasn't been. And I know we talk about chips and double teams and all this stuff, and those numbers certainly hold their value. Well, those guys go through that as well, and they're still able to get those guys on the ground. I know that the Twitter clip of everything, it's kind of funny to watch him do the basketball thing in the A-gap, but then when you do that and kind of get stonewalled, maybe try something different. I don't know. But the reality is, Gary is, to his credit, he's been accountable of stuff like that. He said he needs to play better. He said he needs to get after the guys. I think that he's starting to, like you mentioned, kind of heat up a little bit. But if this team's going to win a championship, and that is the goal, and they're 6-2 and certainly able to do that, Gary has to be one of the best players on the team. And in order to be one of the best players on the team, he's got to get the quarterback on his back.
I think so, too, and I think this is a huge week. And I, you know what? We're going to have the same conversation this week of Detroit's got very good offensive tackles. But you know what? If you're a premier edge rusher, you win against anyone. And it's like you want to go up against the best of the best, and you want to find ways to win. And it's going to be a tough matchup. I think Detroit's got a fantastic, especially on the outside of their offensive line, their offensive tackles. Interior, I think you can get to a little bit, but there's going to be a tough matchup for these edge rushers who have had a really tough time getting to the quarterback. And I do think that the chips and the tight ends and the running backs helping out has definitely affected this to some extent. I do think there is absolutely a piece to this. The mobile quarterbacks have gone against, some really good offensive tackles. But to your point, when you're Rashawn Gary, you're a first round pick, you get the huge contract, you're expected to be that impact performer. I don't think he's playing bad football by any means, but he's not quite to the level that I think everyone was maybe hoping for. So again, we're joined by Jacob Westendorf. You can find him on Tuesdays, today, by the way, on the Packer Day podcast with his partner, Jacob Morley, of course, on Athlon Sports, as well as Packers on SI. I want to talk to you about Devontae Wyatt. I think his return is really important to the Packers the remainder of this year. I think he was playing really good football before he went out. I thought there were some flashes, of course, the hip check on the offensive lineman to go get that fumble recovery was one of my favorite plays of the season so far. Your thoughts on the return of Devontae Wyatt and what he can mean for this team moving forward?
Yeah, he's been better than what I thought he was going to be coming into the year. Because you obviously see the flashes with him and everything like that, but when everyone's like, he's not a full-time starter, well, the reason for that, you know, he's not a three-down player. He hasn't been a three-down player at this stage of his career. Maybe that's something he can get better at throughout the course of the season. But the pass rush is certainly there. You mentioned Detroit. If they are vulnerable anywhere on the offensive line, it's on that interior. Wyatt, I think his first sack of his career came against the Lions in what was Aaron Rodgers' final game at Lambeau Field. He's able to push the pocket. He's able to make plays. His problem stems from, you know, run plays and stuff like that when he gets a little undisciplined, which is probably why he cedes some of those snaps to T.J. Slayton and players of that effect. But when it comes to, you know, getting after the quarterback, there probably isn't, and I say this with all due respect to Kenny Clark, but this season especially, I don't think there's better interior defensive lineman at getting after the quarterback. And that's something, that interior pressure, you watch Kansas City, and Kansas City doesn't have a premier pass rusher on the edge, but they have Chris Jones. And it seems like whenever it's 3rd and 10 in a big game for the Chiefs, Chris Jones is the guy either in the quarterback's lap or putting him on the ground. So this is a guy who, you mentioned, former first-round pick, somebody who needs to play, somebody who needs to earn more of those snaps, quite frankly. Nothing against the guys like Slayton and Brooks and Colby Wooden and guys like that, but I only want Wyatt ceding snaps to those guys if I'm the Packers, if it's simply for that rotation purpose. But otherwise, this needs to be, again, we're talking about the 15 most important Packers or something like that for this season. Wyatt's on that list and probably either just in the top half of that list or just outside of it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think his impact can be really, really felt. I think they need that interior pressure. And I think they really need a big, you know, rest of the season from Devontae Wyatt. Hopefully he can stay healthy now and make that impact on the interior. By the way, that sounded like George Karloftis slander when you're bashing the Kansas City defensive. I will not stand for it, Jacob Westendorf. I'm just kidding. He's a good player, though.
I wanted them to take him over Quay Walker, whatever that's worth to anybody. That's who I wanted them to pick when they took Quay Walker, was Karloftis.
Yeah. I was right there with you. That was the guy that I wanted at that spot as well. He hasn't had like a gangbusters career in KC, but he's been a really nice player for them. Let's talk about Packers Lions. What are you kind of watching for in this matchup as they get ready to take on this buzzsaw of a Detroit team like we talked about?
Well, first of all, does Jordan Love play? With all due respect to everything I just said about Malik Willis, playing against the Detroit Lions is a little bit different than playing against the AFC South, which he was obviously very familiar with from his time in Tennessee. I don't know if you can just line up and ram it down their throat the way that they kind of have whenever Malik Willis has had to play. I think Matt LaFleur will have to have one of his best games as a head coach and a play caller against this Lions defense, even without Aiden Hutchinson, which is still very good. They took the ball away. Both of those safeties have, I think they have 9 interceptions between them, Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. So they take the ball away. They've lost Aiden Hutchinson, but they can still get after you in the passing game as a quarterback. And they slow down the run game. They're ranked in the top 5 in rush yards per game against them. The Packers, obviously, last week faced a pretty good run defense in Jacksonville. We're able to do some good things against them. We talked about a bunch of what they were able to do against the Colts with the whole world knowing they were going to have to run the ball. So I think Green Bay could have some success that way, but they're going to need to have a pretty good amount of success. And I think this is a game where if Willis plays, I don't think you're going to be able to look up at the end of the game and say, you know what, he was 14 for 20. He hit a couple big plays down the field, and they scored 2 touchdowns, and the Packers won, you know, 24 to 21. It's going to be one of those games that Malik Willis is going to have like one of the best games of his life. If Jordan Love plays, it comes back to the turnovers. And I know that, you know, we're kind of doing the whole, well, there's this one and that one doesn't really count and that one doesn't, you know, there's some context added and everything like that. Reality is he does have 9 interceptions on the season. He threw another one before he exited Sunday's game. And the Lions, like I just mentioned, they take the ball away. That's a ball-hawking secondary. And as we get into the calendars in November now, this is where championships and stuff are won and a team is really formed as to what type of team they're going to be going into December and January. Love's got to stop turning the ball over. The margin for error is going to shrink. And this month's schedule, I mean, Detroit at Chicago, San Francisco at home, and then Miami at home to close out the month. That's a tough road to kind of navigate. And that's something where I'm not saying he can't ever throw another interception. Obviously, that's going to happen. Love, to his credit, has basically said he's not going to stop playing, which is a good thing as well. But they got to rein him in just a little bit. Just a little bit. And I think if he plays this week, this would be a huge week for him to be able to do that. It's just a matter of, you know, whether or not they can.
I think efficiencies are our theme of the podcast today, and he just needs to be more efficient, and that means taking care of the football, which is still job 1A. And to your point, too, I think there's some circumstances you can point to, and like you said, there's some plays here or there where the defender made a phenomenal play or, you know, his receiver fell down on the route, but at some point, like you said, you lead the league in interceptions, and you got to find a way to take a little bit better care of it. To your point, too, after that month of football that you just mentioned, Detroit at Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, right after that, at Detroit, at Seattle, so it doesn't get any easier right after that either. It's going to be a very tough stretch of games coming up, and I think, you know, in the NFC North especially, with 3 of those 6 games being against Detroit and Chicago, so going to be a really interesting month, and or even a little bit beyond that. And of course, we'll be following you every step of the way, Jacob, as you break it all down. Tell us all about what you're doing on Packers on SI and with Athlon Sports.
Yeah, so Packers on SI, you can catch me probably 3 or 4 times a week. I've got basically every week I'll take the other team and kind of give you a look behind enemy lines, and I'll add one other story during the week, just kind of based on whatever happened. One of my favorites in recent memory was like after the touchdown pass to Christian Watson at Arizona, Jordan Love said that like that play wasn't in the playbook. So I got some info from him, from Christian, from LaFleur and everything, and just kind of put together how something like that happens. And I hearken back to like when there was a play that Rodgers and Devontae Adams drew up in the sand against Chicago and were able to do that. So just kind of the way that they earn that coaching staff's trust and everything like that. And then Athlon, just kind of the same thing, putting together whatever I can find in a given week that I think is interesting about the Packers, and there's plenty about it. Something about this team, I can tell you this, Andy, from being able to do this the last couple of years, I am very happy that I started when Jordan Love started and not that final season with Rodgers where it just felt, everything just kind of felt off. Like it was almost a chore to, nothing was interesting about them or anything. Probably how people covering the Jets feel right now. But this team is fun. They're exciting. They're a fun group to be around. They clearly care about each other. And that's something that makes it fun to follow them along as well, instead of making it feel like I said, kind of a chore.
It's a very fun team to cover. There's no two ways about it. And I am happy that you are covering it as well since Jordan Love took over, because you were doing a phenomenal job covering the team. Jacob, I appreciate you a ton. We will do this again soon. Make sure to follow Jacob on Twitter at Jacob Westendorf. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law fan line at 414-677-1250. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.